the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This, of course, is a Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Happy Monday to you and yours. And Lundy, I roll out of bed at the cock-a-doodle-doo hour on Monday, immediately fire up the old geek machine, and I see it scrolling across my screen. Leonard Fournette released by Jacksonville. Floored! Now, naturally, my first reaction is, oh my God, I gotta go pick up Raquel Armstead. Oh my God, I gotta go pick up Chris Thompson or Divine Azigbo. I gotta pick up somebody. So what do? I go to my fantasy leagues. They're all gone. So the early word definitely gets the worm. Unfortunately for me, this bird was still half asleep, and I was about 2 minutes too late to acquire one of those Jags. But for betting devices, with Fournette now no longer part of the equation in Jacksonville at DraftKings Sportsbook, the Jags have gone from 8-1 to 2-1 to have the fewest wins in the NFL. Are they officially tanking for Trevor?
Yes, they absolutely are, Brad. They have realized that if they want their opportunity to have a franchise quarterback just up the road in Clemson, South Carolina, that they can do it. And they can do it by simply trading everyone away. It is possible that they will just pull people that would have been in the stands. But since they can't be in the stands, how'd you like to come be on the team?
That's a distinct possibility. They could have all kinds of tryouts. But right now, if you're in a fantasy league, get your little grubby little mitts on Divine Azigbo, big-bodied running back, former Nebraska Cornhusker. He's a wrecking ball between the tackles, and I think it's not a matter of if, but when he overtakes and spearheads this RBBC. And I think the total now on Gardner Minshew pass attempts is set at roughly 3,999.5 as the Jags will be scoreboard chasing all fall long. Again, if you want to get some action on the Jags, whether it's a player prop, whether it's a team future, you can do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And look, with football right around the corner, there is no better place to get in all the action than with DK Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To celebrate the return of football, DraftKings is giving all users a no-brainer to start the season. Listen up, because you're not going to want to miss this. You ever heard of a football team losing by 100 points? Well, for week one, DraftKings is ensuring that even if Kansas City were to lose in historic fashion, you still cash your bet. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook has moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points for all users. So if KC loses by 100 points, hey, so you're saying there's a chance? You still win big with DraftKings Sportsbook. That's an absolute no-brainer. On top of all that, DraftKings is giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all new users who enter their free football survivor pool. All you have to do is sign up for DraftKings Sportsbook, enter their survivor pool, and you'll instantly get a share of up to $100 million in giveaways. Again, download the top-rated DraftKings Sports app now and use that promo code FTN to take advantage of this no-brainer offer. That's promo code FTN to get in on all the action for a limited time at DraftKings Sportsbook. Mostly 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. Bonus comprised of first deposit bonus and first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25x playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Let's get to Monday's Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, let's go to the diamond and work in a little. No, actually, we're not going to go the diamond. Screw that. We're going to save this because I got a better bet for you. Let's go to the NFL, Lundy, and let's talk about a futures wager. And we were talking about how rancid the Jacksonville Jaguars could be. Well, it could be the polar opposite for the Baltimore Ravens. And I have the Ravens at plus 500 to log the most wins in the NFL this season. Look, this team has made upgrades on its defense. It had some vulnerabilities along the defensive line. Nick Chubb pounded him, for example, last season, but they've shored that up. They have a top 10 offensive line and a run first, run heavy Greg Roman attack that averaged over 37 attempts per game last season with that RPO styled scheme with reigning MVP Lamar Jackson. They bring in J.K. Dobbins from the Ohio State to work in tandem with Mark Ingram. Not only that, but the Ravens at the seventh easiest easiest schedule according to projected DK win totals. I know the Steelers and Browns and Bengals are moving in the right direction, but Lundy, I think this is a 12-win franchise, and I believe that's going to set the pace in the Shield this season. Fade or follow Baltimore to have the most wins at plus 500.
I'm going to fade you on this one. My money is on the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Chiefs are only a plus 450, so I'm only giving up that half point right there, and I'm willing to do that. With two games each against the Chargers, the Raiders, that's four wins right there. And I think at the very least they get a split with Denver, if not a pure sweep of the AFC West. So even if they split, that's five wins. The rest of the schedule lines up nicely. I think they actually wind up pushing past Baltimore for that number one seed by the time we get around to January. So right out of the gate this week, I'm going to fade.
Make me those buckaroos, Baltimore.
Number four.
All right, now let's go to the diamond and work in a Major League Baseball total on this Monday. And I like the over 10 combined runs between the Nats and the Philadelphia Phillies. You have a not-so-compelling starting pitching matchup of Eric Fetty against, I've never heard of this guy before, Spencer Howard of the Phillies. Fetty this season, 22 and two-thirds innings pitched, 3.57 ERA, 5.57 xFIP, which means it's been rather lucky. And you look at some of the other advanced analytics, just a 2.38 K per nine and 3.97 walks per nine. The reason why he's been successful, the ground ball rate at 54.1%. Howard, meanwhile, no bueno. An 11 and two-thirds innings pitch for Philadelphia. He's given up 3.86 walks per nine, a 6-plus ERA, has been killed by the long ball. 3.09 home runs per nine. You look at the bullpens. The Phillies have the worst in Major League Baseball. 7.11 ERA. Barf. The Nats are much better in that category at 4.23, but both these teams rank inside the top six in total OPS. And the Bryce Harper Bowl, I think it's going to be at least a dozen runs scored. Fade or follow the over at minus 117 between Washington and Philadelphia.
Oh, we're going to follow this one, even at that minus 117. Look, the two teams have played already. They've done it twice. They had totals of 5 and 11. This feels a lot more like an 11 or 12 game to me, especially with what's going on the bump. So, yeah, this is one that is going over runs galore on this Monday.
Embrace the runs.
Number three.
All right, moving on to the Monkey Knife Fight. Prop of the day, of course, presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com, and it's a different DFS experience. If you've never been there before, you should go there right now. Log on to MonkeyKnifeFight.com, use that promo code FTN, and if you're a new user, you get a $5 freebie on the house. Look, there's no salary caps. There's no sharks in the water at all. It's just you against the house, and it's just picking more or less, basically an over-under style on player props, and that's what we're going to fire off right now. Again, use that promo code FTN to get that free $5 entry at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And I love me the over on Shane Bieber, 7.5 strikeouts. The algorithms are still broken. They don't know how to assess the ace of this franchise. With Kansas City on the opponent list this time around for the Cleveland Indian, I think he's going to go out there with guns a-blazing. Look, in 46 and two-thirds innings pitch, a 4.46 that would be terrible, 4.46 K per nine with a 1.35 ERA, just a 1.74 walks per nine. The fastball curve and the newly introduced cutter have been lethal for Bieber this season. Kansas City ranks middle of the pack in terms of total strikeout percentage, but the last time he faced this team in late July, 14 punch-outs in six innings pitch, and he's gone over this number in all seven of his starts, Lundy. Do you got a fever, and the only remedy is more Bieber this time around? Over or under 7.5 Ks, are you going to fade or follow me on the over?
This is a gift from Monkey Knife Fight. Yes, we're going to follow. This is we've been talking about Bieber this entire time that we've been doing this podcast. We've talked about him off the air from the podcast. This is the horse that you keep riding until she bucks you, okay? Just keep going down the Bieber path. 7.5 strikeouts, 7.5. They just keep throwing that number up there, and he just keeps throwing up an even bigger number. So, yes, there is absolutely no reason to be going against Bieber until they, like, scratch him from a start, and even then he might get three strikeouts that day.
Yeah, be a believer.
Number two.
All right, here we go to the NBA. Milwaukee, Miami. And this is a game one of this series as the Bucks polished off their earlier series against the Orlando Magic. Miami handling business against the Indiana Pacers. I like Miami in this one, catching the 5.5 at -110, available on DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Miami, they really command the glass, really seal off and prevent those second chance opportunities. Fewest rebounds allowed the last three games at 43.3 inside the bubble. The Heat have also played some staunch defense, 0.996 points per possession allowed in those last three matchups. That's also a calling card of the Milwaukee Bucks. During that same stretch, they've allowed 0.994 points per possession, but the depth of Miami, I think, is going to be critical in this game. Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero, to go along with Jimmy Butler. They really played well as a collective unit, and Milwaukee has been a bit of a roller coaster ride. I think Miami hangs tough. I would be surprised they win game one outright, but at a minimum, they're going to keep this one close. Fade or follow me on the Heat +5.5.
I'll follow you because I agree. I think Milwaukee's been a little bit shaky at times, and it wouldn't surprise me at all, as you just said, to see Miami win this one outright. They only played once in the regular season. Miami took that one. It was a home game at South Beach, but they beat them and beat them handily, 105-89. They actually held Giannis to only 13 points in that game. So I think this is a team, as you said, they box out the inside. I think they can frustrate Antetokounmpo a little bit, and because of that, I think it winds up as a close game, and as I said, wouldn't even surprise me if Miami took it straight up on the money line. But as you said, if nothing else, I'll give up a -110 to take Miami at +5.5.
Make me that money, Miami.
Number one.
All right, let's round things off on today's episode here with a little NFL player prop, and it's Josh Allen on rush yards at 525.5, and I am hammering the living daylights out of the under at -110. 2 years ago in his rookie campaign, 631 yards on the ground on 89 attempts last season. He had actually 20 more attempts, but he had a reduction in overall yards per attempt. He had 510 on the ground last fall. Allen has already come out publicly and said he is insisting on running less this season, trying to be a little bit more judicious in his decision-making. That's why this team brought in Stephon Diggs. This is why this team also drafted Zach Moss, who's looked spectacular so far in Buffalo Bills training camp. He's going to be working in tandem with Devin Singletary. I think Allen is going to reduce his reckless abandon and come nowhere close to this, fall well short. I wouldn't be surprised, Lundy, if he's in the 400s this season overall, as this organization wants him to be a little bit more pocket-tied. Fade or follow under 525.5 rush yards for the Pride of Wyoming.
We're going to follow on this one, and really this echoes the conversation we've had going along the East Coast there, Brad. We had the same conversation about Lamar Jackson a couple weeks ago on the podcast and said we believe that they are going to get away from designed runs. It's going to be more about trying to run when necessary as opposed to putting him out there in harm's way. They have a franchise quarterback. The Bills have a franchise quarterback that they do not want to see on the shelf. The Bills have an opportunity to take this division now with Tom Brady gone, and I think they want to make sure that they maximize it, and you can't do that if your quarterback is injured. So I do think they're going to dial it back. I think it's exactly why Zach Moss and Stephon Diggs are there, because they believe in Josh Allen, but they do not believe in Josh Allen doing it with his legs. I'm with you. I think he finishes somewhere between 425 and 450, which is well below this over-under of 525.5, so I am with you. I am on the under.
And don't forget, too, injuries do count. So if he goes out there and plays, and God forbid something happens to Josh Allen, that under is cashing all diggity day long. And that is a wrap on the Monday edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow us on Twitter, would you kindly? Me, at Noisy Huevos. Follow Lundy, at Nate Lundy. Drop us a rating and or review. It definitely bolsters the program and its longevity. And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, FTNBets.com. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to get 5% off your subscription. In-depth tools and award-winning analysis in sports betting and also fantasy sports as well. On that note, don't forget, as always, Fade or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the noise.